priced higher than any of the MLS listings on Vancouver Island right now is this property on the west side of BC's Stewart Island, and the island doesn't even have a ferry service. Goose Landing Lodge is marketed at $19,500,000, which is far higher than any other property currently for sale on this small island. Several other Stewart Island listings are going for a maximum of $399,000. However, this price includes not only a high-end, West Coast-style home built in 2008, but also a staggering 120 acres of oceanfront, forested property. What's more, it comes with permission for a developer to subdivide the property for commercial and residential use. The luxurious, cabin-style, waterfront home has 3,660 square feet of living space, a huge great room with vaulted ceilings and beams, and incredible ocean and mountain views from every room. There are three bedrooms in the main house, including a large master suite with walk-in closet and large ensuite, and there's also a separate three-bedroom guesthouse. Dotted around the property are a caretaker's cottage and various greenhouses and outbuildings to help maintain this self-sustaining, off-the-grid estate. The luxurious home has a huge great room with cathedral ceilings and exposed beams. Listing agents: Scott Piercy, James LeBlanc. Stewart Island sits in the mouth of Butte Inlet, not far from Michelle Pfeiffer's remote home on the mainland, which is listed for $28.8 million. And is mostly made up of similar private estates and fishing lodges. There's no ferry service, and most residents get to and from the island by helicopter, floatplane or boat. According to Wikipedia, Nanook Lodge is the only fishing adventure lodge open to the public on Stewart Island and has scheduled daily seaplane service from Seattle. The property is also across the water from the larger Sonora Island, and has easy boat access to Sonora Resort, a luxury spa resort with fine dining. The new owner of Goose Landing Lodge will share the small island with some major corporate high flyers. Wikipedia also says of Stewart Island, among the property owners on this island is Dennis Washington, a Montana businessman and owner of the C-SPAN Marine Corporation, Dave Ritchie, a Vancouver businessman, and Chris Mailman, owner and CEO of Seymour Pacific Developments and Broad Street Properties. On his estate, Dennis Washington has blasted out of the granite a 9-hole golf course. Check out more images of this unusual listing, below. The gourmet kitchen is adjacent to the large great room. Listing agents: Scott Piercy, James LeBlanc. The Waterview master bedroom is big enough for its own living area, plus there's a large ensuite and walk-in closet. Listing agents: Scott Piercy, James LeBlanc. The views from the home's west-facing terraces are sublime. Listing agents: Scott Piercy, James LeBlanc. Even the caretaker's cottage has a great view. Listing agents: Scott Piercy, James LeBlanc. The 120-acre estate comes with a forest boardwalk. Listing agents: Scott Piercy, James LeBlanc. The boardwalk leads to a terrace with incredible views. Listing agents: Scott Piercy, James LeBlanc. You'll need this private dock, with no ferry service to Stewart Island. Listing agents: Scott Piercy, James LeBlanc. The 120-acre parcel of land is subdividable for commercial and residential uses. Listing agents: Scott Piercy, James LeBlanc.